You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and there is a major event coming up in Ireland. And you'd say, well, why am I talking about a major event coming up in Ireland? Because it is the GAA World Games. And Canada, of course, is part of the world, and Canada is recognised more and more in Ireland as a very important part of the world. And while Mayo would be up, jumping up and down and saying, yeah, Canada and Mayo have a unique relationship. Well, when it comes to the World Games this year, they're in County Waterford, and Waterford and Canada have a long history that's gone back into the 1500s. So when it comes to Newfoundland, you have Powers, you have Hearns, you have Doyles, O'Brien's, all from the southeast. Well, the World Games are being hosted in Waterford this year, and Canada is sending representative teams. And this is not the first time, and Kerry Mortimer is here with me. Kerry has attended numerous previous World Games and will be back there this year. And this year is looking forward to being able to enjoy watching her two of her children participate. Kerry, great to see you again, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Austin, for having me. Delighted to chat with you.
And I guess the relationship between Canada and Ireland is growing and being appreciated more and more in Ireland. So to be over there with a Canadian flag at the moment will be a tremendous honour.
I think it will be. Yeah, it's more in the spotlight for sure, both on both sides of the pond. And obviously, Prime Minister Carney's recent visit to Mayo caused some attention. And so, yes, we'll be very proudly flying the Canadian flag when we're over there. We're bringing lots of flags with us, but yeah, really proudly wearing our Canadian colours to represent Canada.
How long has this been going on?
Well, this format of the GAA World Games under the auspices of the World GAA was started in 2015. And the first one was in the Middle East. And then in 2016, they moved it to Ireland. And that's where it stuck. So there's every 3 years, it's a triannual event, 2016, 2019, and so on until today. But there was a predecessor to it way back, which is when I first played international, which was back in the late 90s and early 2000s. So it was called the Senior International Competition. And it ran every 2 to 3 years. So I went back, my first time over was in 2002 and played then. And then, and we had quite a, you know, there's a couple of ladies on our team going that have been playing since back then as well. But this year I am on the sideline, which I'm happy about. It'll be a little less painful for me physically. I'm helping out with managing the ladies team, the Ottawa Gales ladies team that's going, but very excited to, it's the first time the Ottawa Gales have brought a ladies team. In the last one in Derry in 2023, we had a men's team entry, and we do once again have a men's team at a club level going. So excited. My son is playing on the men's team and my daughter's playing on the ladies team. She wasn't old enough for the last competition. It is an adult over 18 competition.
So you identified there, it is a club competition as distinct from a provincial or national team.
The team that we're sending is our club team. Yeah.
Okay.
So the other Canada is actually sending 10 teams, which is the largest contingent we've ever sent. In fact, this World Games is the largest World Games that's been on. There's over 110 teams participating from literally all over the world, from South America to Africa, Europe, North America, Asia. And so for us, yeah, we're excited to have the opportunity to send a club team. The other teams that are going, the other 8 teams, which we have in men's football, ladies football, camogie and hurling, are representative teams that have folks from multiple clubs on them.
Right. But the competition or the games allow you to have that flexibility, which is wonderful.
Yeah, because the main goal is about participation and growth of the sport and growth of the games and experiencing, you know, this amazing opportunity and cultural exchange. And so participation is the name of the game. So we do, you know, we're looking forward to, we have, you know, in ladies football particularly, because that's the area I'm most, you know, experienced in and connected to. We have two of our Ottawa Gales ladies are playing on the Team Canada 1, which is the representative team, which, you know, our team, like in 2016, when I played, we got to the final, we got to play in Croke Park. Sadly, we lost. last time in Derry, our top team, and we had three or four of our ladies on that team got to the final again in Derry and lost in a golden boot. So this year, I think, you know, we're stronger than ever. And so, yeah, we have Jenna and Kira from our club on that top representative team. And we're really hopeful that they can get it over the line and come back with a gold medal in the championship this time. We also have another one of our ladies playing on the Camogie team. So the representative Camogie team, which is what I played on in 2023. And a few of our lads playing on the hurling team. So,
When it comes to perceptions, oftentimes one would perceive the GAA internationally is made up of immigrants. But there's a large number of what are ladies, men, who are not immigrants. They're native born in the countries that they're in and have grown and fallen in and fell in love with the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is what is so special about the World Games. And for anyone in Ireland who is even close within an hour, a couple hours or 5 minutes, I really encourage everybody to go down and experience it, because it is people who have no connection. Many have no connection to Ireland from a family or heritage perspective. And I always say you start for the sport and you stay for the community. The sports are, you know, our Irish games are some of the best, you know, product when you think about it from a sports perspective, but it's the community and the culture that really get people to stay. And so if you go down, you're going to be hearing your Irish games being played by people who don't speak English as their first language. And so you're going to hear French, you're going to hear African languages, Asian, South American, you know, there's an Argentina team, there's, right? And so to have people that, I think it's something for Ireland to be really proud of, because it's one of, I say, our Gaelic games are one of Ireland's best exports. They really are, in what they do and the power of bringing people together and giving people a community to belong to and just a really enriching experience in their lives.
From an Irish perspective, the GAA is an Indigenous sport. But I do know that there are global Indigenous who participate this, which is the wonderful part as well, that you have people from Indigenous communities in Canada, in South America, in Australia, who are participating. Is the wonderful thing that happens.
Yes, definitely.
So then when it comes to the, given the number of teams that are going to be in globally, it's a full weekend of activities.
It's a full week, actually.
A full week.
Yeah,
okay.
A full week. Yeah, so it runs Monday to Friday, so July 13th to 17th in Waterford. Yeah, it's a full week. So the first 3 days are the round robin matches, and then on the Thursday it goes into the plate and shield quarters, semis, and finals, and then on the Friday are the championship finals. And so those are all played in Waterford, but it's a full week. So we'll have, each team has 2 to 3 games per day on the round robin days, and maybe the same on the finals day too. And so, yeah, it's really, really exciting. And then this year too, on the finals day, TG Cahir is going to be broadcasting the matches as well, just on that finals day on the Friday. So, yeah.
So, well, I guess with TG Cahir, then they may be available on the player without geo restrictions, because it's a global event.
Yeah, hopefully. So you can look for that to get the finals broadcast. And they, you know, the World GAA does this an amazing job, obviously, with support from the three associations in Ireland, as well as the Irish government. I mean, when you think about the influx of the economic development of it as well, and the, I guess, the, you know, brand Ireland, you know, and showcasing that, it has a very huge impact. I mean, we're the contingent from Canada itself. We're probably going to be, say, 180 plus supporters and families and all of that. So that's just our country alone. So if you think about, you know, 110 teams and 14 person roster plus management and all of that. So it is a very big impact, and they do a great, World GAA does a great job of making the week really special. So on the Monday, there's an opening after, you know, we play games during the day, but they do a parade. There'll be a parade through Waterford and then an opening ceremonies on the Tuesday. They've made this effort, and they started this a couple times ago, which to do a twinning. So they have all the local clubs around, and each of the traveling clubs is twinned. A couple of them are twinned with each local club. And so we have a night out at the local club, and they host us, and, you know, you meet the local kids and adults, and they often have a barbecue and maybe some music. And so that's a really amazing cultural experience. And for so many people who are going for their first time, they're super excited to be playing this, you know, niche sport that, you know, in Ireland where it is. And when you know, that's the other thing, you know, I still marvel at it myself. You drive around the countryside of Ireland and there is a Gaelic pitch literally at every little village and town as you go. Well, we just don't see that here in Canada and so, or around the world. So that's, people are excited just to see how prevalent, the sports are. And experience that. So yeah, do the twinning on there on the Thursday, and then on the Friday night they do a big closing ceremonies. And so it really is an amazing week festival and celebration, and getting to meet people from all over the world who are equally as passionate and interested in our Gaelic games.
Relationships that develop out of these games usually result in some after events. And when I say it in that context, it's not unusual that you may get a team from some other place that will then say, you know, we'd love you to come to Ottawa. Has it in the past happened where there have been visiting teams that you've encountered at previous World Games that have come and visited and enjoyed?
Yeah. I mean, that happens a lot. And because again, you kind of find your community, right? And, you know, this is, I mean, we experience it here in Canada where, you know, any Irish people moving over to Canada, their first call is going to be to the local GA club because you're going to find, you know, get to play your sport and find your people. And so the same from even being an international unit. And I'll give you an example. So this year in January, my daughter did a semester abroad at university in Paris. And so before she left, set up and connected with the Paris Gaels. And so when she landed in Paris, she went by herself. She didn't know anybody there. She did meet people through her university courses, of course, other international students, but she was able to go out and play with the Paris Gaels. She found people that, you know, she became friends with. And then, you know, around St. Patrick's Day, they went out and she had friends. She does Irish dancing as well. So next thing you know, she's with the GA girls. They're on a way in a tournament. She's dancing in the Irish pub with doing her Irish dancing with other Irish girls. And, you know, and then what's great is some of these girls are participating on the French team that's going to be at the World Games. So she's going to see them again. So you have this instant international community, which is really lovely.
So at the World Games, then, while there's the men and women's section, from an age perspective or junior or senior, how many categories are being facilitated?
Yeah, so it's adults from 18 and up, and then they've done some grading in terms of sort of senior, intermediate, and junior. Yep. So depending on in each, and then there's two kind of main categories, which is international. So if you're born internationally, born overseas, that's one category. And then there's the open category, which is focused on folks that are Irish born, grew up playing Gaelic games, are living overseas, but they bring, so say the Middle East, where there's a lot of Irish born, they'll bring over, you know, a team, and maybe there's ex-county players on that team. So they're playing at a much higher level than in the international born competition where, you know, most people have not grown up playing these sports. I mean, with the Ottawa Gaels, we're really excited because we have had a youth program for many years, you know, well over 25, 30 years. And so on our rosters, we have nearly half of the people between the two teams participated in our youth program growing up. So we're really excited to give them this opportunity and this pathway that we, you know, haven't had before, or they haven't had before.
And I noticed that seven of the players, and it's going back to some of the content, but seven of the players are children of current or former team members. So that's
must
be really exciting. That,
super exciting. Yeah, there's three of us. Like I started playing in, say, 2000, and two of my closest friends, Jody and Shannon, we grew up. Sorry, our kids grew up together because we all had kids at the same time.
Yeah.
We all played together. Now between us, we have seven kids. five kids playing. So,
right.
You know, Jody and Shannon's two boys each are playing on the men's team, and my daughter's and my son's playing on the men's team, and then my daughter on the ladies' team.
And of course, that builds bonds an adult like for adults as much as for children.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, indeed. Absolutely. Yeah, and Noel's son is also playing. So, indeed.
We're going to wrap up, Kerry. It's been tremendous catching up with you. And as what we said there was that to keep an eye on TG Cahir. I'll certainly keep an eye on the schedule. And if I see that it looks like it's on the player at a particular time and not geo-blocked, I'll try and post on social media. I'm sure there will be is there a website where the results will be available as they happen?
Yeah, so more on the social media. So if you follow along, so the Ottawa Gaels Facebook and Instagram, that's at Ottawa Gaels, as well as World GAA. So if you do at World GAA and as well as Canada GAA, so at Canada GAA on both Facebook and Instagram. So between our club socials, our county Canada and the World GAA, you'll be able to kind of follow along with all of that. You should see some different videos and highlights and results being posted. So.
I know one of the concerns always when you have an international competition like this in a country that you get deflections. Are you worried about the team, some of the players not wanting to come back?
Oh, I think we're okay. It's probably going to be a rainy week and we're having a lot of sun in Ottawa. So I was talking to my cousin. I said, is there anything I can bring you from Canada? She says, just bring some sunshine.
Okay. Well, not after the last few days.
Yeah.
Indeed. Kerry Mortimer, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a great pleasure.
Thanks, Austin. Great to talk to you again.